A word for you from John chapter 14, verses 23 and 24. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." Jesus is saying these words in response to Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the one who asked, "Lord, how will you manifest yourself to us?" And here is the secret of an intimate relationship with God, which we've been looking at this week. And the most glorious possibility of God making his home with us, in us, if anyone loves me. Now that is the very basis of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not just liking the things of the Lord and liking the Lord, but loving him. And the Lord says the character of the one who loves him is that he will keep his word. You cannot be disobedient to Jesus and love him. It is a contradiction and it is mutually exclusive. The one cannot handle the other. If you are disobedient to him, you are simply proving that you do not love him. But the Lord says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. It's not just one day in heaven, one day when you die, that you go to heaven, but Jesus and the Father coming to him and making our home with him. That means even here in this life, experiencing that God has made his home with you. He feels comfortable with you. He's in a relationship with you. He knows you. This was very familiar language to the Jews who heard these words, because in the Old Testament, God had his home in the tabernacle. He wanted to show them that there is the holy place where he is at home, where his glory will be revealed. But now he is saying, I will make my home with the person, in that person, if a person loves me. We are so happy and so privileged that Jesus loved us first. He came to us, he loved us, he sought us, made us his children. If you've given your life to him, repented of your sins, and now he enables you to keep his word, and then to be loved by him, and experiencing the Father coming to make his home with you.